Is any, are any of you ambassadors? All right. Are any of you on teen council for next year? Yeah. All right. So just so you guys are aware, we do record our meetings, and they are up on the website now. So if you ever want to go listen to yourselves, we will forever live on the internet. So we'll go through the meeting, but just know that it is recorded, and now we are up on the web.
Yay. All right. So item one, call to order. I call the May 15th, 2018 meeting at 6:35. Okay, item two, roll call. Shruti?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Mega?
Here.
Elise?
Here.
Raj?
Here.
Rahul?
Here.
Vanilla?
Here.
Himadri? David?
Here.
Akash?
Here.
Heidi?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Jenna? Manoj? Yash?
Here.
Amrita?
Here.
Sarah?
Here.
Kuhu?
Here.
And Nikita?
Here.
Okay. Item three, special items and announcements. 3.1, thank you 2017-18 ambassadors. We would like to thank all the ambassadors for this year.
Hi, sorry.
I told Jenna I was coming to a doctor's appointment.
I don't have my phone. Sorry about
that. Oopsies.
You're here. That's what matters.
We have another person for me.
Hi, ambassador. I am an ambassador this year. I'm also on the team council next year.
We would love to thank you. Well, thank you guys for your service. You've done so much for us and really made this year a great experience. So thank you. All right.
Does anybody else want to say anything to the ambassadors?
So I actually wanted to thank you guys, like personally. You guys made it so easy to work with the middle schools this year and the high schools if you were a high school ambassador. One of the big issues we have is being able to communicate with other teens that are non-high school, so this program, and you guys have made it really easy for us to be able to get to know the middle schoolers more and be able to affect the community on a wider and larger scale. So thank you for being a part of that. So all the ambassadors out there, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah.
The Doherty Valley ambassadors weren't able to make it today, but I just like to thank them for all the hard work they put in, especially over like separate meetings outside where we worked on individual reports that we presented to our subcommittee meetings. So they played an important role in broadening our perspective, and I just like to thank them and thank all those ambassadors who are present today.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. On behalf of the Parks and Community Services Commissioners, I want to also thank you for your service. I know it's a learning experience. You partnered well with the teens, building the momentum for future, getting a broader, as Dick said, broader perspective, and just bringing out from information to the teens that these guys may not have been able to reach. So. Thank you very much and look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you. All right, anyone else? Okay. Item 3.2, welcome 2018-19 Teen Council members. Thank you so much for applying. That makes this program continue. and it's amazing that you guys made it. There was a lot of selection, some great interviews. You guys worked really hard for this position, and I hope you guys take it with great pride and do the best of your ability. Anyone like to say some words?
All right, well, congratulations to all of our new teen council members coming in and everybody that got selected to continue on next year. We have, I think, six or seven continuing on, so congratulations, guys. And there were, 60 applications?
So 69. You guys,
70? So out of 70, you guys are, the best of the best. So congratulations and enjoy your summer break. We will hit the ground running in August. and congratulations to all of our outgoing teen council members that are graduating this year. It's exciting.
Awesome. Anyone else?
Yeah. I want to say congratulations to all of the new members and the returning members. Next year's council is going to be really unique because of the new Bishop Ranch City Center that's opening up. So you guys are going to have a lot of new opportunities of stuff to do, and I really hope to see what you guys do next year.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, one more big round of applause for the members. Okay, item 4, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the teen council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comments should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. Do we have anything? No? Okay, item 5, approval of minutes, 5.1 minutes of April 17th, 2018, regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of April 17th, 2018.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So
2? 3.
Okay, so 17-003?
Yeah.
All right. Approved by Rahul and second by Shannon. All right. Item 6, committee business. 6.1, programming report. Rhea?
So the main thing that the programming committee pulled off this month was She's All That. We finally hosted it, and it was a blast. The kids loved it. For those of you in Teen Council who are going to join Teen Council next year, Teen Council is partnered with this organization called Your Optimist, and every year at Cal High, we hold a workshop that's part of this conference for adolescent girls called She's All That. And so throughout the years, the workshops have always focused on like leadership or like ambition, but this year, it was more focused around stress, and so we gave a presentation on how to deal with the various types of stress that you may encounter as you go into the future, and we made stress balls with them, and I think it was a blast, and the kids loved it. I saw some of like the reflections, like the feedback forms we got, they were very sweet with their feedback, so it was a blast.
How many kids did you guys have total?
This year it was, I think you said the overall enrollment this year was less than that mm-hmm. last year. Last year we had 60 kids, 30 in each session. I think this year we had 15 kids in each session. Mm-hmm. So it was around half of the total, but they still had fun and they were still engaged.
Yeah,
so.
And she said going into it, their registration was lower, but it was also way later in the year. Normally it's in February,
yeah.
This year was in April. But she said those were good numbers for the workshops, so
Okay. That's
good. And how'd it go with like the stress ball making? Was it like messy or
surprisingly not? So it was kind of, we did it in the hallway because it was just more convenient that way rather than in the classroom or outside because I didn't want the kids getting lost or anything. So we just had a big tarp out and we made stress balls and I brought a little handheld vacuum and we cleaned everything up. So I mean, it was quiet. So we were able to pull it off.
Awesome, thank you. 6.2, community outreach report, Raj.
So mainly what we focused on was finalizing and helping the Garden Point Festival committee with some ideas, like the follow through on the transition, because like we started off with the ideas and the ideas obviously transition forward. So like in our subcommittee, we were right before this meeting, we were finalizing a couple things in terms of there's like a materials list and we'll follow through with that. I think we're planning or potentially having an origami station or an airplane making station at the event. So now really after this, it's just to follow through with advertising. So personally advertising to your friends and families or neighbors, anything like that, just to not only promote for the art booth, but for the entire event would probably be the final steps. And then we also worked on the new recommendations for next year's council. So we'll present that later.
Awesome, thank you. 6.3, public relations report, Heidi.
We're focusing on recapping things that we did this year and then tweaking them to make adjustments for next year.
Awesome, thank you. 6.4, Art and Wind Festival Subcommittee Report. 6.4.1, Approval of Ambassador Informational Flyer. Do I have a motion?
Here's an updated one from what was in your packet. I'll pass around. They're not too much different. They're just little minor changes, but. Did anybody find anything on that flyer that they want to suggest different?
Do we have any like visuals or pictures that we can add, or is it just?
We take
photos
of the ambassadors this year.
Do you?
That's a good question.
I tell you guys, take pictures all the time.
Nope, for next year.
What?
We have two ambassadors.
Two ambassadors?
Yeah.
Is there any chance
that
we put a QR code for the flyer so that people can scan it to go to our website?
Do we have any other suggestions for the flyer?
With the QR code, mm-hmm. So that would link to the application, but this, like, will the application be out by the time that?
Maybe just the Teen Council website?
I think it was just
the
Teen Council
website.
Yeah,
okay.
That was her suggestion, and then they can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the new one, it doesn't have the website, but
like
it did in the packet.
Yeah, we have to add that on.
Yeah. So it'd be nice to just have an explicit link there. Instead.
Yeah. We'll have that on. That was just, I have to add on the city stuff to it. So it'll look like it did in the packet. But.
All right. We have a motion. I move to approve the ambassador informational flyer. Do you have a second?
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So it's 17-0-1-0. Because Manoj's absent. Okay.
Wait, no, because you have two. Yeah, but you have two alternates.
Only Manoj's absent.
So it's 17-0. 1-0.
On to 6.4.2, approval of Teen Council informational flyer. Is that one different than?
It's just like one? Some wording things.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, I crossed them off.
Okay.
We probably wouldn't. Put when the applications would be available. We say like early 2019, because that can depend on the city council and commission and things like that. So we'd probably adjust that to early 2019. I don't know if we necessarily want to put the steps following approval or the application, like the interviews and things like that, because not everybody gets interviews. So probably removing that piece. Was there anything else people?
Maybe I'm struggling to take out the timeline of the applications. We could just say, if you want to apply, visit srt.org. And then like, we can just like move that part up. And I kind of think we could have like a little like bullet list of like what we're doing throughout the year. Kind of like just like what we do in the community and just basically telling the team what we're doing.
Just like maybe like bullet points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know, when I look at the flyer, it's a lot of words and I don't want to read it. It's just if I saw like bullet points, something really quick, like very like flashy words that would catch my eyes, then I'd be more interested to look into it. So if we could put that information into a more digestible form.
So what would you guys put on those bullet points so you help the group that, so the person creating it knows what to
like
put?
Group of 17, voice for teens, maybe some events.
Yeah, I think whatever the information on here, I think we can like cut out it being a sentence and change the format to just bullet points because it'll look more condensed and more like less words.
So using what's on there, just changing the way it is.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of teenagers have their attention span.
Don't have the brain power to read. All right, do we have a motion to approve it as amended?
I move to approve the Teen Council informational flyer.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So 17-0-1-0. All right, awesome. Now on to item 6.5, Teen Council Poetry Contest Subcommittee Report.
Okay, so we did have a meeting between last meeting and this meeting, but we basically just kind of amended the contest as was discussed in the previous meeting. And there was a flyer created as well as like a general overview of the contest, which I think it's going to be recommended for next year. Mm-hmm. And I think the next year's Teen Council could take a look at that.
Awesome, thank you.
I like the flyer.
Gotcha.
I wrote myself.
All right, item 7, committee liaison reports, 7.1, arts advisory.
So arts advisory continued the discussion on making like a public map of all the public artworks in San Ramon. And they're basically like looking at a lot of other city maps like San Francisco, Oakland, and like these popular cities that use like two types of maps basically, like interactive online and then a paper map. And the Arts Advisory Committee is still kind of deciding which one they want to do and if they want to do both.
All right.
Can I make a comment on that? Because I know, I think Manila was talking about DDAC wants to do like that passport program. So maybe if they Arts Advisory implements that, we can make that same kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, thank you. 7.2, economic development.
So there wasn't really much at the last meeting, but they were mainly talking about how the city's going to host the mayor's summit in like, I think August or September. And they're also like tearing down Max and they're building an Ulta instead, which is like a makeup store. Yeah.
Max Steiner on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like tearing down like the whole building because like the structure wasn't right for the makeup store. But like, I don't know if we necessarily need makeup, but like a family restaurant would have been nice. Oh well. 7.3, housing advisory.
Oh yeah, so for the housing advisory meeting, there was no meeting for that last time.
All right, thank you. 7.4, library advisory.
Oh, there was no meeting.
Thank you. 7.5, planning.
The meeting was canceled.
Thank you. 7.6, senior advisory.
There was a meeting, but I feel like they just kind of wrapped up some stuff they did this month, and it's not super relevant to Teen Council, so.
Good. 7.7, transportation advisory.
Yeah, same for transportation.
All right. 7.8.
I mean, it could be things that you think we're interested in. It doesn't have to be like just team related, but we don't need the whole meeting. So.
7.8, social media.
No meeting.
7.9, open space.
There was a meeting, but because I feel like off the minutes, the only interesting thing that they were proposing was like a city of San Ramon Trails challenge. So that could be relevant to the teams, but otherwise there wasn't much that was pertinent.
All right.
The Trails challenge is open. It just started. And I suggest you all go on to the city's website, sanramon.ca.gov, and register for the Trails challenge. You get a free shirt. Who doesn't like
nice.
Free shirts?
I love free stuff.
And it's just, yeah, and it's at your own pace. So it's over the summer. And you get to choose 5 of the trails and complete them at your own pace. There's moderate trails, easy trails, and challenging trails. Even I've grown up in San Ramon and I feel pretty familiar with it, working here as well. And I'm on the committee for the Trails Challenge and go take the pictures and do the stuff. It's so interesting getting out and like walking the neighborhoods and exploring the different trails. It's honestly, like, I don't know why I never did that in high school, because it's something to do, because I know everybody says there's nothing to do here. But it's just really interesting to get out and like see people walking the trails and all the animals. You get to encounter a lot of cows.
just the nature, the views.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed at the views on some of the trails.
And some of the houses, like you walk along some of the houses and you're like, who lives here? Like you see the crazy stuff. So I just suggest definitely taking advantage of it. It's free. There's nothing, you know, and it just gives you guys something to do. And definitely spread the word. Take your friends to, you know, as a group. A lot of them are like shady and like have benches and you can have a picnic. Some are not. Some are very hot. But some are really nice and like enjoyable. So definitely get out, like explore your community before you all leave us. But take advantage of it for sure.
All right, thank you. 7.10, parks and community services. So they had an amazing presentation by Jenna Lee, the teen council chair. It was quite something. And then they talked about the budget, which was a lot of numbers and boring. And then they talked about the utility box project, which is amazing. I saw all the submissions and the winners. I think they're doing five utility boxes, and just wow. The theme was like appreciation for the arts, and it was so colorful, so bright, and they had so many styles of art, which was amazing. Like one was kind of like comic books, one was like very realistic, some was like, you have them? Oh, I would love it if everyone could like see them too, because they were like amazing.
So I'll pass it around.
Yeah.
The packet, but you don't need to look at the whole packet unless you want to.
Yeah. And it was really cool. They had the alternates in there too. So yeah, and I think that was about it.
7.11.3A.
City Council, second Tuesday of the month.
There wasn't really anything team related. I guess something interesting was there was a spelling bee and some eighth graders won.
From Winnipeg.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a national spelling bee.
Yeah.
Like really big.
Oh.
So that was cool.
Whoa. All right. Thank you. Fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Yeah. I got a couple things. I'm not sure if this was mentioned last meeting, but for the meeting that I wasn't here last month, I think the only relevant or interesting thing for us, I guess, is if you guys realize the speed limits have changed on some roads, which is kind of relevant. I know, for example, Bollinger is 50 now, but I think a couple other streets change as well, so that's kind of cool. That was from last meeting. This meeting, outside of all the financial stuff, council member Hudson is going to an area of waste management conference in Hartford, Connecticut, which is going to get building on like the environmental recreation around the city. So that, if you guys remember, like a couple meetings ago, another council member went to another meeting, another conference for that. So staying on that trend. In terms of acts, the city council followed up on the Senate bill that was passed in 2017, and now following through with the Road Repair and Account Act, as well as a curb ramp funding bill. So repairing city. I guess related to what we talked about last meeting, they recognized the San Juan Government 101 graduates. So in terms of helping or creating and expanding that program next year, there was like a good list of like 15 to 20 people that we could potentially reach out to if we're interested in like their how they felt about the program. The lists all are on the agenda. So if you guys want to know about that for next year, they finally authorized the bike master plan. After it being stalled after the previous meeting, and they mentioned and approved the teen council appointments.
Thank you. Item 8, staff reports, 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department updates.
You guys have your Art and Wind booth at the Art and Wind Festival. It will be located by
Skate park.
So when you're all looking at where you need to go, that is it. So you guys will have a couple tables there. Make sure that you guys show up for your shifts that you signed up for. I will send something out sometime this week. Reminding you, I did purchase the giveaway items, so you guys will have Teen Council chapstick and Teen Council lanyards to give away, the long lanyards.
Nice.
So if you're not volunteering, stop by your own booth so you can get some of your own Teen Council swag. And then these flyers that you guys approved tonight with the changes will be available to hand out as well. So just, you know, tell your friends about it. If you're there, go stop by, say hi. If you are not going to be able to show up for your shift, you should notify someone.
Oh yeah, we need to decide who they're going to
be. We will send that out as well. So just make sure that you guys are responsible with that. Obviously, this is our last Teen Council meeting, so just know that you really should like finish out the year, even though we don't have a June meeting. And yeah, it's a big event. Either get dropped off. There's drop-off sections by the front of the community center. Parking will be lovely as always every year, so just plan ahead with that. And but there's a ton of stuff to do, ton of food and stuff, so definitely go by and check it out. City Council meeting is next Tuesday. Please come and support your chair as she provides her presentation to the City Council. It's very visible when you guys are not there. Like last week at the Parks Commission meeting.
Yeah.
Everybody was hiding outside and I thought literally no one was coming. And then you all came in at once. But
I know, I had to like say out the names for like the certificates, and then when you guys weren't there, like we had to go, ooh, and then like slowly like put them down, like, but that's okay. Like that was fun too.
So just make sure that you guys show up.
I don't know.
It's at
seven.
At City Hall, Council Chambers. Wear your Teen Council shirts. Come and support yourselves. It's the last, almost the last thing besides Art and Wind. Yes.
You can contact Vanilla or Nikita.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. The next Teen Council meeting, so we won't meet in June and we will not meet in July. It'll be the workshop and then a meeting like we did this year, August 7th.
Do you know the workshop is?
9 a.m.
Nice.
Pretty sure. So August 7th, all day. Starting at 9 a.m. Make sure you guys put that on your calendars. I know summer, that's the last week before school starts, and we'll have registration days and things like that, but it's definitely important that everyone is there. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Thank you. Item 9, committee members' items and announcements. Does anyone?
So it's just like a little announcement. So talking about Art and Win, you guys should come support the Interact Club. Come to the Chinese food booth and just buy a little something and support the club. Also, since like I know like it's not on the agenda anymore, but for the bike master plan subcommittee, I know we don't have meetings anymore, but the plan has been like finalized. And you guys can actually see the bike master plan like online or around the city. So if you guys go to like the library or something, you'll see like this giant board or poster-ish sort of deal in the library where you can see what's gonna happen to our city in the next couple of years regarding the bike lanes and stuff like that. So it's really cool. You guys should go check it out. I mean, the Teen Council took a part in it, so it's like,
yeah.
Definitely
check out the Interact
booth.
Oh yeah, Interact
booth.
That's important too. Yeah.
It's like chow mein, orange chicken,
broccoli, beef, all the good stuff. All the good
stuff.
Awesome. Does anyone have anything else?
I do. I want to apologize for not being at the meeting last week. But congratulations to those seniors that are moving on. Unfortunately, since I wasn't there, I didn't see the slide to see where everybody's going. But I'm sure that you'll do well wherever you land. For those that participated this year, again, thank you. You set great examples. I think you set a great foundation for those Teen Council members that will be coming in for the next term. So again, thank you. Good luck on finals. Have a great summer, relax, and Hopefully I will see you again in August, if not before. I'm sure I'll see you at Art Wizard. All right? And welcome to all of you, and thank you too.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to say anything?
I want to say bye to all the seniors. I don't really recognize you guys at the Parks Commission, but like the seniors that were on the first year that I was on team council were like one of the main reasons I wanted to continue. So we're going to miss you guys. It's been good.
Come back and visit us on August 7th. Or the May meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
Come visit us next year at the May meeting. We didn't have anyone today. Normally somebody can.
Oh yeah,
no problem.
Oh,
congratulations.
Also.
Yeah.
Thank you. Congrats. Bye. Does anyone else want to say anything? Okay, I want to say this year and every year that I've been on Teen Council, it has been amazing. Like, this has become my second family, and I know that you guys have put in so much work, and I couldn't do this without you. Like, I look forward to coming to these meetings because I know that I'll see you guys. And I think it's just, it's going to be sad to go, but I think it's going to be amazing to see where you guys end up. So thanks for making it a great year. Does anyone else want to say anything?
I want to say something. I've been on team council for 2 years, and it has been an absolute joy and pleasure working with you all. You guys are some of the most like motivated, driven, like smartest people I've ever met. And regardless of like, for the new team council members, welcome. And I am so excited to see what you guys are going to do next year. For those of you who aren't continuing, I wish you the best as you guys go in your future. And it's just been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Does anyone else want to say anything?
I also have something to say again, sorry.
Awesome.
I wanted to say goodbye to all the seniors as well. You guys have been awesome. I mean, like, just a little bit something for each person. Ria, you're always so sweet. One of the best heads of the subcommittees. You're amazing. And just to show how sweet she is, she wrote a little, like, goodbye speech during our subcommittee, and she sent it to us. And it just shows that she, like, cares for every single member on this team, so thank you. And then, Raul, like, you were one of the people I looked up to last year. I was scared, and I was like, what's team council? Am I gonna, like, do okay? And you were, like, that, like, stone hard, like, you look so together, and, like, you have, like, leadership skills that make me more confident and everything, so I'll miss you when you're gone. My fellow Lee sister, Jenna, she's like, your personality is just brightens up the room, and with you as the chair this year, it's been really fun. You brought a lot of life to this team council this year, and it's been really nice getting to know you these past 2 years.
Thank you.
And then, Amadri. Oh, no, wait, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. So, me and Heidi, connection, because we were not only known each other here on Teen Council, but we've known each other internet. So another plug, go to the Chinese booth. but Heidi is like so organized. She's such a leader, and she makes an impact in every single person she meets with. Not only her personality, but her hard work ethic and everything. And she deserves everything. She's going to UCLA, so bless her. You're a good friend, and I wish you all the best in the future. And Amadri. So, also last year, there was no one on from Cal, or very few people from Cal, and you were one of the only people, or you and Jenna as well, but like, we sort of like, you were one of the only people from Cal, and that's one of the things we bonded over, so I'm gonna miss you, so in your future endeavors. I didn't miss anyone, right? Oh, sorry, like, I just like sort of mocking you. Okay, we were in the same subcommittee together, so we bonded over that. Sorry, Todd.
It's cool.
Yeah, and it's really awesome. You're sort of like the silent type, but like the silent and powerful type.
Come back.
And I wish you luck. And Manila, she's not here, but in spirit, I will say, we'll miss you too. He has so much to say about the community. Like, he definitely is going to go off and make a huge impact in the community, because he always has so much to say, so much to think about, and at every meeting you can tell. If you were at any of meetings, which most of you guys were, you could see his passion he has for this for the teen council, and it really shows through with his work ethic and the way he presents himself at meetings. So.
Thank you.
I don't miss anyone now, right?
No.
Yeah? Okay.
Awesome.
Miss Gall, you are the glue that sticks us all together, because you're the one who keeps us motivated. You're the one who makes sure that we're getting our stuff done, of course. And you're also the one who actually like appreciates us directly, and you show that appreciation throughout the year of the work we do, and it's something that I really appreciated as well. So thank you for that. And I guess while we're on it, Renee, you come to almost every single meeting, and you don't have to, but you always do, and you always show, you see how much work ethic we put into this, and also you always appreciate, you always do the poem every year, and I really love that. It shows like how much you care about the teen council and how much we make the difference in the community. So thank you.
Yay! Yeah.
And then the new members, welcome. So you guys will have a fun year next year. So. And you guys have the people who are remaining here, they're such great role models. So you guys are lucky to be on the council next year.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jen, for all that you do. I know that we can get a little crazy and scheduling can get crazy and everything's just so hustle and bustle, but you make time for us and I really appreciate that.
Of course.
And thank you for always coming to our meetings. You know, you give your input and it's valued and we really appreciate you here.
Happy to be here.
So thank you to Keith.
Yeah, Keith. Awesome. Yeah, you did really good.
Yeah, he, I'm sure, would have lots to say. He loves you guys too. Teen Council's a great program to oversee. We appreciate, we get to, you know, meet with you guys every month and really get to know you, and a lot of other people, obviously, in the department don't get to see that all the time. But we love your ideas, and as much as you think we don't let you guys do anything, we have your backs. We put, you know, we go to bat for you guys, and you know, you make us think outside the box, and you come with all these great ideas, and you have this passion for your community. And I'm sure he's bummed that he couldn't come tonight. He wasn't feeling good, but you know, he did say stuff last month when you guys had your volunteer stuff. So I hope you know that how much we appreciate everything that you guys do, because we could not do it without you. And I'm super excited to really have so many of you continuing on. And like Renee said, and you guys built this whole foundation this year, and there was a huge shift this year from, you know, really becoming that advisory role. And so it's always a work in progress to help you guys kind of develop that and really explore the different reaches that we can go moving forward. So I look forward to it, and I hope you guys keep in touch. I know I can be scary. I hope I'm not or intimidating. But if you ever need anything, please reach out to us. We're here. I will always be here. No matter how many years go by, I will be here. So reach out, come visit, send an email, touch base, and let us know how you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything? All right. Item 10, adjournment. The next meeting will be held on August 7th, 2018 at 9 a.m. at the City Hall. All right, adjourn the meeting at, what time is it?
7:11.
7:11? Wow, that's so lucky. Awesome. Adjourn. Woo.